When I heard about it, it was something hard to believe because, first of all, I've been knowing her all my life. She wasn't just a person that I work with. You know, she was a person in the neighborhood, and we all grew up together, which I was a couple of years older than she was, but we all grew up in the same neighborhood. So I've been knowing her all my life, and she would truly be missed.
What was she like?
She was the type of person, even when we were growing up, she always tried to help everybody. She tried to save the world. She was always Miss Goody Two-Shoes. Everybody knew Maxine as being a very good, kind-hearted, always trying to do something for somebody.
And she carried that spirit into her time in office.
Yes, yes.
She was the Neighborhood Association president before you.
Yes.
What was it like filling her shoes in that role?
It was hard. It was very hard because Maxine is a very quiet person, but she was a hard worker. And her main thing was always to stay focused. You know, if you couldn't stay focused, you know, she didn't have any use for you because she figured if you stayed focused, everything would go the way that it was supposed to.
She was known as a quiet personality, but a strong personality.
Yes.
Is there something about Maxine Parker that we would be surprised to know?
Well, she was a humorous person. Most people didn't know that, you know, because she was always so serious when you talked to her. But in another setting, she was very funny when, you know, she'd tell you things.
Like what?
Well, it was just, you know, when you made a statement, she could make something funny out of it. That caught most people by surprise because, you know, Maxine was a very serious person. And when you heard her say something funny, you know, you didn't know whether to laugh or what.
You think she used that to her advantage?
Yes. Good quality.
Well, she was very dedicated to her district, and she took up the issue of, you know, environmental cleanup and the railroad overpasses. Who do you think picks up the mantle? What happens to those issues?
Well, I'm hoping that we as a neighborhood, all the neighborhoods that's working on these issues right now, I hope all of us just, as she said, always said, we're just going to have to stay focused. We're going to have to all do it together. You know, she was the leader of all of this. So, you know, we're just going to have to stick together and everybody's going to have to do their part.
What do you think her legacy is?
Her legacy is to stay focus and get things done because she started projects and I'm quite sure she want those projects finished. Stay focused. And just that statement is saying a lot because that was her main purpose of life was being telling everybody just stay focused.